What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your execution on the Donkey of the Day is something to behold.
Give it a read.
He gave me Donkey of the Day, and I deserve it.
People need to know.
Well, you need to tell them.
I am.
Because you have the voice. Tell them.
Tell them.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake-ass Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne to come.
Damn, Charlemagne, who you give a donkey of the day to now?
Well, Sexy Red, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, January, what's the day? 24th, goes to Eli Regalado. Okay, Eli is a pastor for a Colorado-based online church, and he is accused of pocketing $1.3 million through a cryptocurrency fraud scheme. And the reason he said he had to finesse his flock was because the Lord told him to.
Those of you who realize that that the Lord wants you to give generously into his church.
Amen.
Don't ask no questions. Don't ask how come why come the pastor have to have him a nice house? Why come a pastor got to have a nice car?
Stop asking questions.
Don't ask.
Stop asking questions. Y'all don't listen to me because I got a list, but this man raised nearly $3.2 million and $1.3 went in his pocket, and he didn't deny it. I know y'all don't believe me, so let's hear it directly from the pastor, please.
Caitlin and I are being charged in a civil charge for basically selling millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency that is deemed worthless by the state. So the charges are that Caitlin and I pocketed $1.3 million, and I just want to come out and say that those charges are true.
Damn.
So there's been $1.3 million that's been taken out of, I think it was a total of $3.4 million. But out of that $1.3, half a million dollars went to the IRS, and a few hundred thousand dollars went to a home remodel that the Lord told us to do. So how this whole thing started is the Lord told us in 21 to walk away from our marketing company.
And
then he took us into this cryptocurrency. It was a different cryptocurrency other than index coin at the time. Well, as money is coming in, we would be sowing it. And at first it was hundreds of dollars and thousands of dollars, then tens of thousands of dollars. Money would come in, we tithe, we sow, more money would come in. And so we were just always under the impression that God was going to provide, that the source was never ending, that God was doing a new thing, and that we had nothing to worry about. What we're praying for, and what we're believing for still, is that God is going to do a miracle.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Why do we act like Satan don't have a kingdom too? I grew up Jehovah's Witness. I had the yellow book of Bible stories with the red writing on it. And in that book, they had Bible stories. And there's quite a few times when Satan spoke to people in those stories, okay? Spoke to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Okay, women really haven't trusted anyone since then. That's where it started. Women not listening and women not trusting men started right then and there. Okay, that's actually where all of our trust issues started. Eve got her and Adam and future generations of humans in trouble all because she listened to Satan, even though God already told them what not to do. Lord have mercy. See, that's how God works. God only gonna tell you once, because once is all God needs, okay? You heard what God said. Eat from all the trees you want in the garden except that one. And Eve gonna reply, huh? If you're high, you can hear, okay? You heard Satan talking through that damn snake, though. All right, what's the other two times Satan spoke to God? When he was accusing Job, okay? And to Jesus when he was tempting him in the wilderness. I'm sure there's other accounts, but I am not Bishop T.D. Jakes or Torrey Roberts or Queen Sarah Jake Roberts. Drop on the clues bombs for the Roberts, okay? The Jake Roberts family, the first family of faith. You can listen to the Sarah Jake Roberts podcast, the Woman Evolved podcast, on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. But all I know is Satan got a kingdom too, and he be talking to folks, and some of us like Eli Regalado are stupid enough to listen. I think we need to stop saying God works in mysterious ways. There really is no mystery about God and God's way. Now, I do agree we don't know where a blessing may be coming from, but I do know God would not be telling anyone to sell a cryptocurrency with no clear exit, okay? This is how I know God be sending most of y'all prayers to his spam folder. If God made man in his image according to his likeness, then I am 100% sure God is sick of us, okay? How could she not be? All right, y'all was out here thanking God for PPP loans, knowing y'all lied to get them. Y'all out here giving God all the credit for Satan's work. God didn't tell his pastor to sell a cryptocurrency with no clear exit. That was his free will. And Satan talking to him. Now, let me give you a little background on Pastor Eli Regalado. He was 22 when he served his first prison sentence for boosting cars. Nothing wrong with that. People grow and evolve every day, B. But his faith called him to be a pastor 20 years ago, so he started preaching online only for Victorious Grace Church, where he and his wife are listed as the only two employees. Okay, he has no cryptocurrency or exchange background, but yet he said divine inspiration, God, called him to launch INDX Coin and Kingdom Wealth Exchange. He said the Lord brought this cryptocurrency to him and told him, take this to my people for a wealth transfer. And through advertising at his church and other churches, he found through other pastors, from June 2022 to April 2023, he raised $3.2 million. Lord have mercy. I don't like faith-based marketing. All right, stop getting over on people and blaming it on God. This man was telling his flock to invest and expect a miracle. Told them to wait for God's plan. Now, Eli Regalado wasn't just getting over on his flock with crypto. He did it the traditional way, too. By traditional, I mean he would tell investors to tithe and sow to causes helping widows and orphans. But the money went into their own pockets. I know y'all say God forgives, but how many of y'all out there forgiving the people who done lied about you? Okay, you may forgive, but you don't forget. So even if God forgives you, I don't think nothing you pray for or ask for from that point gets top priority, right? You got a bad credit report with the GOD. You can't get approved with bad credit. What makes y'all think God is going to approve anything you ask for when you got bad credit with the Creator because you've been lying on him? But let me mind my business, because I'm not sure how my application to heaven looking either. So let me get back to work on mine. Eli, his wife, and his three companies are charged with securities fraud, unlicensed broker-deal activity, selling unregistered securities, and imposition of constructive trust. And in his comments right now on YouTube, Eli has dozens of people continuing to reassure him that God will turn the situation around. There's a quote I love in reference to Noah that says, sometimes faith will make you look stupid until it starts to rain. When I see y'all in this man's comments telling him that God will turn this situation around, it makes me want to shorten that quote and simply say, sometimes faith will make you look stupid. Please give Pastor Eli Regalado the biggest hee-haw. Matter of fact, let Remy Ma give Pastor Eli Regalado the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Now, when we come back, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Vivek Ramaswamy
will be joining us. He was running for president, but dropped out recently.
Yeah, he was up here when he was running.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a private citizen now.
That's right. And we're going to talk to him when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to MichaelTheBull.com. That's MichaelTheBull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.